any name for a hog that's grown up wild?
A javelina.
A what?
A javelina. Oh.
Okay, is that one that was born wild, or, you know, I mean, are they?
I think they're born wild.
Uh-huh. They're never just right.
Yeah,
What would you call the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned? You're going to love these. You've got a bunch of, what do you call it, noises?
Meow.
Okay. What do you call a gentle noise that a cow makes during feeding time?
Moo.
Okay. And what do you call a gentle noise that a horse makes?
Bray.
What?
Bray.
Okay. Anything else?
Nay.
Okay. If you got some horses and mules and cows and so on and they're getting hungry, you might say, well, I've got to go out and feed the
animals.
Okay. If you were going to feed the chickens and the turkeys and the geese and so on, you got to go out and feed them.
Fowl.
Okay. A hen on nest eggs would be called a
setting hen.
Okay. And see, you said one place the chickens might live would be a chicken house.
Chicken house.
Okay. Could you describe a chicken house for me?
Well, it's just a place similar to a barn, but it's made with chicken, different chicken nests and different little stalls, you know, that each one would have his own nest, the legs, mm-hmm. They either line with hay.
Okay. Okay, what if it was just a little, or does this have a roof on it?
Usually it has a roof on it, it's a shed-like.
Yeah, okay. Well, what if it's just a little small thing, just made out of wire? What would you call it?
Cook.
When you have fried chicken, there's one piece that the kids like to get, you know, after they eat the meat off. And
wishbone.
Okay. What's the deal with the wishbone? Is there a story with it?
Oh, you wish, make a wish.
Yeah, and then when you pull it, what happens?
The one that gets the shortest, I think, makes the wish.
Uh-huh. It doesn't make the wish till after they pull it? Is that right?
I think you make it after you break it. If you pull it, you make a wish. Uh-huh. That decides who to make the wish. So we get to put that one piece.
I get it. Okay.
That's the decision. He has the choice of making the wish.
Uh-huh. That's an interesting thing because some people do it with the shortest and some people do it with the longest.
The longest, uh-huh. Yeah. They do. Uh-huh.
What would you call the inside parts of the chicken that you can eat? You know, the liver and the heart and the gizzard?
The giblets.
Okay. And what do you call the inside part of a pig or calf that you can eat?
Liver and what you call it? It's the whole of each one.
Yeah, the whole thing. What would you call it? Okay, what would you call the inside part of a pig that sometimes you eat, sometimes you stuff sausage?
Chitlins.
Okay, is that good?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. If you hear the cow mooing and the horse neighing and they're hungry, you'd say, gee, I didn't realize it was so late. It's almost
feeding time.
Okay. And how would you call cows to get them to come in from the pasture? Well, how would you call?
It's so soon.
So would you call cows?
That's because I used to call them. I used to say, soo cow, soo cow.
Okay.
I remember that a little bit.
Okay. Do you have anything that you'd say to a cow to make them stand still while you're milking them?
I have known that because I used to watch my uncle milk, but I forgot what he used to say to the cow, and I know he said it all the time, but I can't remember what he said.
Well, you think of it, you tell me. How would you call a calf